Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Cheryl Hardy, FAA Production Studios Public Relations and National FAST Team Representative of the Year from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Good afternoon. This is Cheryl Hardy with the FAA Production Studios and radio talk show Managing Safety. I'm coming to you today from our Stall Spin and Other Safety Matters seminar that took place today at the FAA Production Studios. We had a great array of speakers today, so it was a real privilege to be out here. For those of you that attended in person, we're glad to have you. For those of you that were viewing on the stream, it was a really great program, so we're glad to have you there as well. Now, this afternoon, I have a very special guest again with me, which I'm pleased to announce, and that is Mr. Mike Gaffney. He is the Director of Aviation for the Florida Institute of Technology. And Mike, welcome very much. I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. I'm glad to be here.
Mike is also a crew member on our FAA Production Studio crew, so we really welcome him in that capacity. He has been a tremendous help here at the studio, and we're glad to have him aboard. Thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate everything that you devote to the studio. It really makes a difference, and the crew really enjoys you being here with us.
Well, thank you. And I actually started with the production studio about a year ago, and didn't know that much about it other than I knew that I've seen the logo before, and just a year and a half ago moved down to this area, down to Florida from up in St. Louis. And so once I got introduced to it and introduced to the people and O.B. Young and all the folks within this organization, it really catches on you pretty good. And so it's become something that I really enjoy giving up Saturdays to come across the state, essentially.
Yes, you do.
To spend my time with the team here. I learn a lot, and I try to give as much as I can, and always seem to take back something significant back to Florida Institute of Technology to share with the students back there.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and if I didn't mention it before, we are on the field at Lake Linden Regional Airport, and Mike does fly over from Melbourne when he comes over and works with us, so it is a trek, and we do appreciate that. Tell me a little bit about your career and your history in aviation.
My career is I've been flying for 35 years, and an A&P mechanic, ATP pilot. I have all my flight instructor certificates and ground instructor certificates. When I went to college, I went to Parks College of St. Louis University. And originally, like a lot of aeronautics students, had a vision of being a airline pilot. Well, it was one of those cycles of hiring that didn't quite work out as well. And luckily, I had my A&P certificate and a management and a engineering degree behind me. And so, what I ended up doing is going to work at Sikorsky Helicopter in the logistics area. And so I started really focusing on technology. And in the time, in the early 80s, the technology is, a lot different of what it is today.
Oh, definitely.
But that I think, is really what set the foundation of my love of what makes our aircraft fly, what makes them tick, what makes the cockpit automation do what it does, why does the autopilot do the way it is. And so even though a lot of my career, 28 years of my career, I spent in computer integration, mm-hmm. Texas Instruments, Oracle, and CompuWare, and companies like that, I never lost sight of my love for the air and my love for the things that lift us up. And so one way or another, somehow or other, I ended up back down here in Florida. And at Florida Institute of Technology, I have the honor of working with Captain Winston Scott, who is who's an astronaut, has 22 hours, I think, of spacewalk time on several STS missions on the shuttle.
That's exciting.
And so I'm very inspired by working with him. And I think the thing that makes our institute very interesting right now is that he brings that space and the technology of NASA and space, and I bring the technology of the aircraft and of the automation of the glass cockpits and the digital yes. integrated autopilots and the techniques of learning to fly those particular devices and how to teach other people. And it's really created a very interesting learning environment based in Melbourne, Florida.
You are very advanced technology centered, I know. And with that comes the basis for some of your programs, too. I know that you teach for the pilot community. So I know you did a lot of teaching when you were in St. Louis. And tell me a little bit about what you did in the community there.
Well, in St. Louis, I had been working for Oracle and the technology companies, and I found myself presented with an opportunity to walk into the fixed-based operation general aviation business. Mm-hmm. And you know, you walk into one of those things, and it was a ragtag fleet of four or five beat-up old 150s and 172s, barely airworthy. And so all of the things that I'd done and everything that, you know, working in the military environment, both McDonnell Douglas and Sikorsky Helicopter told me that there had to be more to general aviation than flying around a bunch of beat-up old airplanes. So I swapped out the fleet, and I went in the direction of bringing in brand-new aircraft, forged a great relationship with Cessna and Diamond Aircraft, and eventually Cirrus, and then eventually Mooney,
right.
And became factory certified instructors for each of those companies. With going to their respective factories and getting their certifications. And then I brought that brand new technology to the St. Louis market that they had never seen before. It just happened to be at the time when the Avidyne Integra was being introduced on the Cirrus, and a year later in 2004 when the G1000 was being introduced into the Cessna market. And I thought I had died and gone to heaven because it was the fusion of my love of computers and technology from that side
right.
at the same time that I was suddenly found myself in a position that I could lead and set a direction in the area of general aviation training. And the last, the next 5 years, 5-6 years, I guess, since then, has just been a whirlwind, and I find myself down here in Central Florida.
Yes, so we're glad to have you here.
And then working in this production studio with all these talented people. So it's really been an amazing couple of years.
Now, along that path, and as well, you know, with all the experience that you gained and the direction that you took, you earned the nomination for CFI of the Year 2007. Now, that's a national award. Tell me a little bit about that award and how you feel about that.
The General Aviation Award Program is a program that's been going on for quite a few years, and what they do is they pick the best of the best.
Absolutely.
And there's a nomination process, and it starts off very locally and then moves to the into the FAA regions, and then the regions select their nominees, and then you go into a competition. And I was very fortunate to be in a FISDO that appreciated my efforts and my desire to do things right. I was always taking the high road. I wanted to make sure everything was airworthy and done right and taught right. And right at the time when the G1000 was getting introduced into the fleet, and I really tried to take a leadership role in trying to figure out how to teach it right and make sure that people were using it safely and correctly, and I was just absolutely honored that ultimately I ended up receiving the nationwide award that year. So that's a turning point in not only in your career but in your life, and you look back on that and you look, you know, and it's something that when you accomplish it and you suddenly realize mm-hmm. that there's so many other people that, you know, that are going to be looking to that as a particular direction, and then all of the other ones to come.
Oh, yes.
I found that really changed the direction of my career and my energies, which is one of the things that brought me here to the production studios.
That's fantastic, and we're certainly glad. I know I certainly was excited when I found out that you were moving down here. So I thought, oh my goodness, you know, this is good stuff. Okay, just really, really good stuff, you know, to have you here and have you on board. The Flight Institute of Technology, tell us a little bit about the facility and what you're offering.
The Florida Institute of Technology is a private university based in Melbourne, Florida, founded in 1959, so we just passed our 50th anniversary. The flight department there was created about 40 years ago, so we're one of the oldest in the country in terms of what we do. So we just moved into a brand new state-of-the-art facility. It's the Emil Bueller Foundation Center for Aviation Training and Research at Melbourne International Airport, and it's a phenomenal facility. We have 41 aircraft right now. We have a rapidly expanding program right now. We have a couple of major international airline contracts we've just won. We are really ramping up in the area of both FAA training and JAA training, for which encompasses European aviation. And there's just an amazing amount of things going, and it's really a pleasure to be part of that program.
I would like to take a moment to acknowledge something that the National Aviation Safety Foundation is very, very grateful for, and that is that the Florida Institute of Technology is going to be one of our first 2010 sponsors as we open up the 2011 sponsors as we open up the new year. Our year actually starts in October 2010 and goes through 2011, and we'd like to thank you for that. We know that you're on board with the aviation safety and the programs that the FAA Production Studios is bringing, and we are glad to be in partnership with you.
Well, yes, and the National Aviation Safety Foundation that I've come to work with on a monthly basis, from across the state, I realize the impact that it has on the safety of general aviation pilots, not only around Florida but around the United States and ultimately around the world. And based upon the type of program that Captain Winston Scott and myself we're trying to put together at the Florida Institute of Technology, the sponsorship of the National Aviation Safety Foundation was a natural fit, we thought, and so we're very proud to be your first new sponsor in 2011.
We're pleased of that partnership and certainly glad to have you on board. We're going to wrap it up today. I'd like to know if there are any messages you would like to leave with our listeners before we go.
Thing I would like people to know is that in Florida, as our FAA safety team will continue to let people know, we generate more pilot certificates in this part of Florida than almost any other part in the country, and certainly in the areas of the United States. And so that really makes a heavy emphasis on safety, because you have so many people down here learning to fly from so many different countries. So one of the things that we're trying to do is, as part of this program, is to emphasize the importance of standardized radio phraseology, standardized procedures, standardized instructors, using the best equipment and the best well-maintained equipment. So the message that I want to send out to the listeners today is that we are just one point of light in this general aviation system within the country, and I know that there's some other very, very good schools out there across the country, and I believe that they are just as committed as we are to try to make sure that we are truly leaders in aviation safety for both now and in the future.
Mike, please let everybody know how to find the Florida Institute of Technology.
Well, thank you. The Florida Institute of Technology is at www.fit.edu, and you can go directly to the aviation department at fitaviation.com.
Excellent.
And that's the easiest way, because you'll get everything that you need to know about us, how to reach us, how to find us, and how to learn about our programs.
And if they need to reach you directly, how would you like them to do that?
The easiest way is to have them contact me at my email address, and that would be mgaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, at fit.edu.
Mike, it's certainly a pleasure to have you here today. I thank you again. It's going to be a great partnership, and we certainly appreciate it, and we're looking forward to the next program and things to come.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.
This is Cheryl Hardy for Managing Safety coming to you from the FAA Production Studios on the field at Lake Linder Regional Airport. And until next time, please stay tuned. Don't forget you can download us on iTunes and catch up with us on www.faaproductionstudios.com.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.